Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, you know, it's been a hard time, you know, going for dreams. Hollywood dreams, you know. That's why I written this song. Going for my Hollywood dreams has been such a big thing in my life, and such a biggest obstacle. And some other obstacles that were just as big, but this is the biggest. This is what I really wanted to do. Rejections, put downs, you know. People wanted to stop me and make me be something else, even near Hollywood, you know. And, you know, sometimes I didn't feel acquainted. Some people thought I was too weird or too... Well, they judged me by my looks, and they pretty much gave up on me. And people, even now, a lot of people say it's pretty much over. I ain't gonna make it in Hollywood. It's over. I don't want to think negatively. I mean, realistically, I had to face and deal with the consequences of what's going on in the present. But it's a positive dream. You know, it's like it's not some fantasy like that never will happen. I mean, it's not like going to Jupiter and or beyond Jupiter in a spaceship, and you know, without a mass or something, you know, gas. I mean, it's really, it can happen. And many people are different ages and sizes. But it's hard to believe that sometimes when I see so many obstacles I have, people judging me by my mental health or so on, because I have the ability to express myself or the way I dress or the way I act or who I act like. And it's really not me. It's ignorance, you know. I don't want to deal with ignorance. I do. Well, I'm an artist, one thing, but I also have a brain, so I don't want to deal with no ignorance. You know, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I'm very bright. So, you know, but the ignorance come around me in the form of people, or situations, or within myself to give up, or, you know, give up, or to, you know, I get angry. I got angry when, you know, someone's saying something that ain't true over and over again. I realize that person have some serious mental problem that I ignore. And I get angry when I don't get that great job that I really want, and don't get in the music industry, get rejected, or someone trying to undermine my potential. You know, that's not what I came in this life for. I came in this life to be a success. And then I find I'm not in the mainstream. I'm not getting to, you know, I feel like I've been left out, you know, deprived. And it's very hard to believe with the obstacles, so many, physically, mentally. Remember, I was living on the street. I was a transient living on the street. I lived in the gutters of Hollywood and the gutters of LA. And I'm not in the gutter literally. I feel mentally I'm in the gutter somewhat, but I still try to believe. You know. Then it's like I had to make sure I'm not a crime victim. you know, is being acquainted with someone, say, they're going to get some money for my home, or say, you know, they're going to take my song away and make some money at Sony, try to pretend to me or steal it, use it, and all those years of suffering. You know what? They could have. I just don't know. They said they sampled it. It happens all the time. So there's a possibility I haven't got, there's a song out and I haven't gotten credit for it, but I don't know. But it's just harassment. It's just an allegation and a sign of darkness that I have to ignore. It's hard to ignore when it happens all the time. I was like, why is someone attracting this negativity? I'm supposed to attract positive, you know? And I'm a positive person. The level headedness, my brain, since I've been through so much, so many obstacles, I've gotten better at dealing with it and keep going. I have to. I've been through hell and back. Frankly, I came close to death. I was in a cardboard box, slept in a cardboard box, so I'm okay. So, but the health problems, you know, I'm fine. I can walk. Yeah, I can, you know, get on stage, but then I'm an artist. But, you know, I truly am an artist, you know, if I, but the, you know, hearing about the other side of being an artist, the suffer for the arts, the problems that are associated with being an artist. You know, you hear about the artists with all the illnesses, with mentally ill, and the drugs, addiction, alcohol, the creative lifestyle. Yes, I lived it. But I was not no drug addict, alcoholic, because I frankly saw somebody in my family, immediate family, father, how it destroyed, almost destroyed me with it. And yes, I have the mental health issues associated with being an artist, you know, really put so much in that, you know, some people think I'm a crazy person. I've been called names. I have been called things that were not true. They made fun of me all the time, called me, you know, elephant, baby Huey, or they called me schizophrenic, which is not true. I don't hear voices. I'm aware of reality. I read those lyrics in my songs. I'm always aware of reality. It's just that I don't think that some people in the society are aware of reality. We're in the 21st century, and I come across people who are either not aware because of their illness or just not caught up to the 21st century. That's my opinion. But on a universal level, hard to know, you know. You know, maybe I haven't done this or that, but I have so many struggles getting to that next level. It's very painful that you can't get to the door, can't put a video out, can't go to the Whiskey Go-Go because I don't have a band. I could actually go there, but it's like, sing in front of Choir Riot, which I was offered, and no band. What am I going to do? Sing there with a microphone? I need that band. The band situation was Whiskey Go-Go was because I had so many band situations that just didn't work out. Hollywood Dream was taken away in a band situation. But the solo artist and the songwriting could happen. And the obstacles to go to have something to fall back on because I simply didn't get in. No one recognized me, and despite going for even auditions, like somebody said American Idol audition, too, you know, not a long time ago. And it's like, they didn't let me in. So I had to write about it. It's good to know that I can write and express myself. But the way I act crazy. Somebody said, oh, what is I'm doing all day, trying to wonder what I'm doing with my life, and I should be doing something more than what I'm doing. I said, it's none of their business because I'm pretty much who I am. I'm an adult, so they shouldn't worry about me. They should worry about themselves. Something wrong with them. I'm like, I don't want to attract that element. No crazy person, no nosy person. I even had people say they were going to put me in a conservatorship in 2 years, wait till 55 or 30 or whatever. I'm like, that's insane. I'm too high functioning, you know. I got a brain. I got a mind. I mean, I have my struggles, but I'm not that extremely incapable. I never was. I'm capable I take care of myself pretty much. You know, I do. I mean, like everybody, I struggle, you know. I had to. I lost my job and got on public assistance because I lost my job constantly. I was trying to make an artist, and they fired me all the time. They didn't give me the job. I went, you know, I had to go to concerts. I wasn't making that much money in music, so I had to foster. And they didn't hire me, so I had to do what I had to do to survive, you know. But I'm not incapable. I mean, God, I mean, I do have problems. Yeah, I do have skin problems. Eczema is so bad. I itch, you know. I do have a skin disability from itching, you know. Maybe, you know, I was only excavated from being on the street. You know, I don't know. I had it for a long time. But I'm very capable. Yes, mental health issues, traumatic situations, living on the street, near-death experiences, but I'm surviving. I'm doing well. Environmental. But I'm not that incapable. I do shower. I wash my clothes all the time, you know. I do. I'm aware. I pay my bills. You know, I'm not going to never be a public guardian in my life. No way. Not in this lifetime. I'm not no alcoholic. I'm not no drug addict. I have my own unique style. That's why I'm an artist. I'm an intellectual. I've expressed myself. But I realize some people mistake how the way I talk on podcasts, how the way I come across as ignorance. They're idiots. I don't know, hang on. These people are really idiots. I guess these people are either superficial or don't accept people who they perceive as different from they are. That's an obstacle, isn't it? Perception bias that I have is because people think I'm too way out. And it's not because I'm too way out. I have so many difficulties. So that crazy criminal better stay away, you know. But I feel sorry for anybody who gets into any kind of conservatorship, because some people who are incapable could be taken advantage of. And I do have a mind, mind to do what I want, so people should mind their business. And I said that before, if they don't know how to mind your business, something wrong with you. And they shouldn't be coming to no high-functioning person like me, especially when I got a brain. I mean, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but it is above average, and I know exactly what I'm doing, and I make my own decisions, just like any other American male or female. Well, then I had somebody said, talking about they're going to get money from my home. I mean, that's some drug addicts. I'm not, you know. When I got into the music industry, I'm gonna get, you know, the music executive to be a, you know, to see about my music, or someone interested in me for who I am and on a good, for all the good reasons, you know, good people, positive people. I don't want no crack addict, no criminal, someone want to conspire to just take my dreams away because they're jealous. That's what I attracted. I don't want that around me, or some nosy person want to make me into something that I can't be or don't like the way I look because of their prejudices or their mental illness. I mean, I don't want to attract that. I want, you know, just my, you know, no negativity here. Stop. Take all of the negative people that come around me and keep away, because that is put a wall up, and the brick wall is, the door is closed forever. Because negative people will always bring negative consequences. The dark side is not what I want to attract to. I want to attract to the light. Mm-hmm. But when I talk about these things, I'm not trying to be religious, and some people say, again, this is philosophical. This is a podcast. I'm not trying to be no clergyman, okay? I am not no minister. I am not. I'm just expressing my point of view. Of course, I respect people who are in the religious field, you know. I definitely respect rabbis. I respect all of them, but I'm not none of that. I'm not trying to be that. I think they're acquainted to somebody else, you know. Just look at me as just an individual. But I respect people who do that. I mean, you got to be very courageous and very – it's difficult to be a rabbi or a priest or something like that, but I'm not that. I'm just – Dove Knight. and you know, it's not ignorance, just they acquaint people who are like that. You know, the mainstream, the norm mainstream, maybe I don't fit into it. And some people call me a societal outcast, perhaps. I'm not trying to be no societal outcast. But I was, you know, maybe I didn't fit into that mainstream to get to that next level. I can't help it. It was an obstacle to coin with people who are in that superficial realm. Okay, I have my own personality. I have a great personality that people can attract to. You know, I don't consider, you know, I wrote a song about it because I was treated like an outcast when I was a child and a young adult. Yes, to an extent, they didn't take me seriously in Hollywood. Hollywood, you know, it's diverse, you know, it's just, we all have our own personalities. It is an obstacle. I have so many obstacles. But I do have the will to hang on. It's hard to go for dreams. It is hard to go to be a good person. It is hard to be persistent for good things, good causes. It's so hard. I think it's very hard to do, to be what I consider being healthy. It's so easy to give up. It's so easy to be involved with something negative. But it takes practice to be good, to do the right thing. I have a Hollywood dream. I have to take care of myself. I have to make sure that I'm okay. You know, I have to love myself because nobody else can love me unless I love myself. And it's very hard when the world, you know, the what I feel is that the world did not give me love or respect for who I am or treated me as an equal in some regard. And on a huge scale. And part of it is the way I act. Sometimes I act like I was very angry about something, but I didn't fight. I didn't break something, and they thought I was so it affected my reputation where I was. And that's okay. I can't please other people. And then the people that I wanted to hang out with did not like me because of the way I look. I was too big for them. And all I can say is if they want so badly to keep away, then stay away. Life is too short because they are not looking at me for who I am. They're looking at an image or something that has nothing to do with who I really am. But a lot of people that I want to be with judge me by that, by my image. It means they're shallow and they're phony and not credible and simply a poser, someone who's, you know, pretentious to be, that they're not honest. And it could be worse, you know, have a dark side, which is usually the case. I don't want to deal with that. When I talk about things on podcasts about what's going on with me, home and stuff, people have that perception. And, you know, I talk about perception because I learned about it so much. That perception at times is not the same as reality. Reality is the truth. What is really going on and is blinded, sometimes blinded by someone's of what they perceive it to be, even though it's not true. It's called perceptual bias. So he thinks I'm going too way out. I'm not well. All kinds of lies that have nothing to do with my personality. It's just me being a human being. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm expressing myself. Yes, there are problems, you know. And yes, it's very difficult to continue to, you know, especially like me, I had so many obstacles as an artist, as an intellectual, as a person. It's very difficult. It's one day at a time, you know, to do the right thing. And I say that because, you know, so life is unfair. It really is. You know, some people are just lucky to get to the richest, and some people just suffer the most, and they deserve better. I felt I was on that, you know, I was given the short end of the stick in some cases, but I have to make efforts to try to be a success and to be a part of society. And to accept myself is so important. You know, I have to love myself, because if the whole world don't love me, they never will, because the only way I can love myself is if I accept myself. And it's difficult. And I can just ignore the whole world. It's very difficult, because on this planet, this good and evil on this planet goes hand in hand. You know, you see it, the goodness, and then you see people doing bad things to others, or disasters or something. And then it's like, I have to, you know, appreciate what I have and try to be good to myself and my fellow man, but also make sure I'm okay. I have to make sure I'm okay, you know, and be around people who love me for who I am and not for something I don't have, or try to hurt me for something that I, you know, to use me. You know, those are not people I can be around. So when I hear constantly for several years where someone want to press my buttons, or where someone say they made money off me, they used me to get to the top, that's evil. You know, those people have mental illness, they have a dark side, so I want them to stay away. Never, you know, when you do act like that, no. Life is too short for a doubt. We're supposed to treat each other good. So I want to attract the good people to me and try to do the best I can. I have to have a will to hang on. It is not easy to do the right thing. It requires just taking it one day at a time. So I had to go for that dream. So, you know, life is too short. I don't know how long I'm going to live on this planet. So I can't worry about all that superficial stuff as I get older, because that's not going to, it doesn't mean much. Things will change. And I do believe in karma. You know, what we do to others come back to us in some form or another. Even though some people don't believe that stuff, it is a fact, how karma can come back. I told the truth about me writing songs. I told the truth about me as an artist. I told the truth about how much struggles I have. Yes, I'm not a perfect human being, but I have the will to hang on, and I'm going to do it one day at a time. And hopefully we all can. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.